So one of the steps, remember I said faith. Faith is an action word, incidentally. It's not passive. Why don't you come up, sir? Yeah, why don't you come up?
You're a little bit different.
What I want to do is I just want to speak impartation over him. I just want to use this as an example. Many times when I begin to speak and as I begin to move, God sometimes will speak to me and through me to speak to this young man's heart, to just encourage him. Okay? I know some of you are familiar with the prophetic, but again, we're in a safe environment. So if I need to be put in check, you've got some leaders here that can do that. As he said earlier, the scripture says, and first, don't touch me, boy. Just miss. Scriptures in 1 Thessalonians says this. It says, you know, we're not to quench the spirit. We're not to despise prophesying. But what we are to do is to look at it, scrutinize it, and only hold on to that which is good. That's your part. So I can deliver the message, which I believe is there, but you've got to prove it. And we do that through the scriptures, through confirmation and affirmation, and the witness of the Holy Spirit in your own life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I just really want to pray for you. And so I'm just going to follow it. I just want to speak impartation to you. I think you're on an adventure. I really feel that, you know, you have had to make some decisions. And boy, it's that wonderful time in your life where you're not sure about the decisions that you're making. All of us go through that. And in fact, there's different times in our life where we'll come to that place where, God, should I or shouldn't I? And it feels like God is not speaking. I want to tell you that God has already spoken, and you kind of know it, and you've been kind of pushing it off. You know what?
It's just power.
No. Yeah, so what I'm saying is I really feel like, you know, a lot of times, I'm being transparent. God has spoken to me. Holy Spirit has spoken to me. And I immediately go, no. I don't want anything to do with that. You know what I'm talking about? Come on, let's get real. And there's times that God has spoken to you, and it's not that you said, no, I'm not going to do it. It's like, I'm not sure right now. God says, don't put it on hold, because it will be the difference. As I read a little bit earlier, I really feel it's going to be the difference. It's going to be a springboard. It's going to launch you into an element of ministry. I'm not talking about full-time ministry. I'm talking about the ministry that God has put inside of your heart. I think he's going to wreck you, man. He's going to wreck you. He's going to dismantle you in a very positive way. I'm talking piece by piece. Things that I've established in my life, God has very delicately reached in, and he's grabbed a piece of that puzzle. And he's taken it out, but before he goes any further, he replaces it with a part of his nature, an element of who he is. And I want to declare that over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Those elements are being instilled, cultivated, fabricated, weaved into your life. He's calling you into service. And I'll just say that I would recommend you respond wholeheartedly and run, because you will not be disappointed. I feel like there's chaff falling off of your life. And when I say chaff, please don't misunderstand me. I submit this to you. I just really feel like some of the chaff are friends that you need to disassociate with. I hate to always say that, but it's the truth. Because God will replace those 100-fold by those who will come alongside, join hands, and run to this ministry together. I declare that over your life in Jesus' name. A transformed mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name, I speak revelation. I speak impartation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good? Okay. So I had him come forward just to show you that it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So now, if you'd like to come forward, come on. And maybe only one or two come at a time, and the rest of you can be kind of in an attitude of maybe support. Be prayerful for them, the words that are spoken, because I don't want them to go away from his mind. Now, I'm guessing we're recording this, so yes. We have it. So this is a good thing.